So I'm now here on Sweden subcamp. I should know what subcamp this is because I have been technically living here. I should have practiced it by now. And I'm here with Kevin. Where are you from, sir?
We're from Leeds in Yorkshire.
That explains a few things. And it seems that you have some invisible worms and there has been a saga concerning these worms.
Yes, well, we brought them on Saturday with us after spending all Friday night looking around our treacle fields, which is just outside Leeds. Mm-hmm. The jam butcher mines are there.
All right.
This is where these invisible worms live.
Okay.
So the smaller scouts spent all night on their hands and knees looking for these invisible worms. Mm. You can only find them on a night because they tend to glow on a night.
Oh, so it's a bit easier to find than that?
Easier to find on the night, but you've got to know where you're looking.
And what top tips could you give to try and find out how to find these beautiful specimens of joy?
You've got to have an luminous flower with three leaves. It's got to have three leaves only. Mm-hmm. Now, if you go to the wrong mines, you will find the widges.
Ah. And these are quite nasty beasts.
These are black and white cats with red bottoms, to put it politely, and they can be very dangerous. So you've got to make sure that you go to the right jam butcher mines.
I think that's a top tip there. I think that's important, you know, health and safety and all that. Do you need to wear a high-vis vest while you're doing this?
No, you've got to wear a crash helmet with wings on.
Ah, okay.
You've got to have wings.
Okay.
So once we collect them, we bring them back home. We wash them, brush them, give them a clean shave and everything. And
also, they're quite hairy.
Oh, they're very hairy, yeah. Yeah, they're very hairy, yeah, when you first get them. But we like them nice and smooth so that they don't give you itches and things like that. We brought them here. Unfortunately, on the Monday night, they disappeared.
Ah.
Now, we collected them all up. We had quite a few people, very helpful, collecting them up with us, but we lost two. We thought they'd gone to the disco, but they hadn't. One of them we found, he was having a swim in this paddling pool.
It's a very nice paddling pool. It's a shame you can't see it.
The other one, it took us, we were looking all over for him. Now, rumour was that a bird had got him and flown to the top of our tent pole, so the cat went up to get the worm, to get the bird which had got the worm. But unfortunately now, the cat won't come down. So we've got us cats stuck up this black hole.
It's just non-stop with you around here, isn't it? It's just
very complicated. Very complicated, yeah. But we have found the worms now.
How many have you actually got them?
Now, we've got 20 and we've got 4 youngsters. We haven't got them yet.
Now that sounds a bit naughty. We can, on this show, we definitely can.
So, we have now got lots and lots of baby worms. So, all of those people are looking at this one.
Oh, my goodness, I need to sit down for this.
Well, no.